It is the wonderful tunes of Staying Alive by DJ Khaled, featuring Drake and Lil Baby. Come on, one of the greatest in this generation. Definitely, definitely. It is the time of 25 minutes right before the top of the hour, 7 o'clock, right here on the greatest sports show that there's on campus radio. It is the UTFM Sports Show. And we did say we've got a wonderful interview lined up in this first hour. And right now in studio, we have two captains to get to know them a little bit better before, you know, the tournament starts and understanding their leadership style and what they aim in terms of performance on the field as well. Can you guys please be able to introduce yourselves? The two senior men's captain, we've also got our females captain. To start it off, let me say ladies first, ma'am, can you please be able to introduce yourself?
Good afternoon, my name is Fatuma Yalko. I am the women's UJ 15 varsity cup captain for the year.
Thank you very much. And you, my brother?
Greetings, I go by the name of Sasko Ndlovu. I am the men's captain for 2024.
I bet. So, actually, with that, where do you guys both come from? Where's back home for you?
Originally, I'm born in Empangeni. Family's currently staying in Ashore.
And Empaweni, is it back in the Eastern Cape?
In KZN, actually.
Yes. And you, my sister?
And I am originally born and bred here in Joburg East, but my parents are originally from Mali, Western Africa.
All right. That's dope. And with the both of you guys, you know, still currently being students at, you know, the University of Johannesburg, what current course or qualification are you actually enrolled in right now?
I'm currently doing a diploma in business management.
Diploma in this menu.
I'm currently doing a Bachelor of Health Sciences.
All right. You know, quite interesting, actually, for you guys to be able to be, you know, rugby students and rugby players. And this actually poses the question, when did you guys actually start being interested and start playing rugby?
Well, I started in grade 6, actually. I'm fairly quite new to the sport. I never liked the sport. Grew up playing soccer most of the time. My one friend actually thought I had the right body for rugby, so I thought to myself, why not try it out? And that very first year, I started playing. I played first team. So since from there in grade 6, I've just played rugby from grade 6 till now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
I started playing in high school, so grade 8. Being a women's rugby player, we don't usually start off in primary school like the boys. So I started off very late, and yeah, I was 15, I think, when I started.
Mm-hmm. So now seeing that y'all have both been made captains, what is your leadership philosophy for your teams?
I've often said that leadership isn't a title or a position. I think it's more of a doing thing. It's about serving the team,
yeah.
Which is why I believe in servant leadership. So it's about putting the team before you and thinking less of yourself and not thinking less of yourself. So yeah, I think it's just about putting the team first and making sure the guys around you are comfortable and bringing the best out of the players around you.
Sure.
With my leadership philosophy, I would like to say it's very democratic. I feel like every single person in the team has a distinct role and distinct responsibility. And just to optimize the maximal output, I think every single person just has to contribute as much as the leader would.
As the leader as well. And I think more than anything, being a leader definitely does put so much pressure on your shoulders. You know, you're having to captain your team, being able to be there for them, you know, through the good and the bad, being able to motivate them in some of the lowest points and the highest points as well. Both of you guys have played for the UJ rugby team for quite a while right now, but how would you like to be able to see the team perform in the 2024, you know, FNB Varsity Rugby Cup tournament, you know, as well? Some of us as UJ students do want to see the rugby perform well. We want to have some trophies in the trophy cabinet. So what do you guys think for this upcoming tournament? Where do you guys see the team going in 2024?
I think you just said it now. It's all about winning. You want the trophy back where it belongs. I think the goal is crystal clear. We want to win the Varsity Cup first and foremost. But our goal currently is just to secure a home semi-final and get 25 points in the log.
Yeah? No, that's good. And for you ladies?
I think same thing with us. The goal is very simple, just to win gold. That's the goal. Win gold.
Gold is the goal. Yeah. Nice. I also wanted to ask, which rival would you say you are most looking forward to going against this year in the 2024 tournament?
I think all the other institutes know that everyone has been, obviously, with Bucca having won the Varsity Cup last year and them being so good on paper, so everyone is gunning for them. So I think for us as the UJ boys as well, would love a battle with Bucca and test ourselves.
I think I speak for the UJ women's team entirely. After they beat us last year in the final, I would say Maltese.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I definitely, you know, more than anything, we are going to be looking forward to getting into some deeper questions with the two captains that we do have in studio right now. But before we do get into those deeper questions, we have the song Can't Nobody from Lil Wayne coming up. But do stay tuned right here to Sports. It is the one and only Can't Nobody by Lil Wayne, one of the greatest ever in our generation right here. It is the time of 17 minutes right before the top of the hour, 7 o'clock, right here on the greatest sports show that there is. We're still having a wonderful interview here with our two captains, Sam Kelo and Fatuma as well. Going into this, we do know that when you are a new captain, things change a lot. You know, it's not the same. You do bring a whole new vibrant energy. And what are you going to do to be able to, you know, do differently this year as the new captain?
I think not much actually has to be changed. I think the past captains have done a phenomenal job, obviously staying. It's not easy to just stay in the Varsity Cup for the past 4 years. We've seen other universities being relegated to a shield, but our captains have done well to stay in the Varsity Cup. So I think for me, the goal is just to take the team a step further than the way they left it, and hopefully secure gold and win the Varsity Cup, and just encourage more of unity in the team and just discredit individualism. So just more of a team thing.
Yes. Yeah. And Wena Fatuma, how do you see yourself, you know, as a new captain going, how do you see yourself doing things differently from the previous captain?
Obviously, coming into the new year, it's just the second time that the women are participating in the Varsity Cup. So, again, I don't want to change much from the previous captains because they've done a phenomenal job. But I think just open transparency with the team, open communication, unity, and just sticking with the sisterhood brand that we are.
So, seeing as y'all are new captains, what would it mean to y'all to win the Varsity Cup this year?
I think winning the Varsity Cup this year would be a gratifying experience. It would be a really good honour. And not just only for the team, but for the university as well, because UJ has never, ever won a Varsity Cup for the men and the women. So I think bringing back the trophy would be an amazing, amazing experience.
Mm-hmm. Also, she answers for both of you.
Yeah, she's word for word.
Okay, so besides the Varsity Cup, what else is there to look out for both teams?
Okay, I think for the women, obviously, we have the new introduction of USA 15s. Mm-hmm. We also big on sevens, so we're looking forward to playing USA 7s and Varsity 7s as well.
Yeah.
I think we also, obviously, with the sevens, also main sevens, then obviously with different guys, maybe some guys are hoping to get contracts with your juniors like Lions, go to Falcon, just get game time.
Yes, definitely. But then, you know, after your UJ studies, what do you have planned for you to be able to achieve in your career?
What's the question again?
So after your studies at UJ, what do you plan to do in your career?
Oh, so obviously it's just a venture into the corporate world. I'm doing a business management, so I really take advantage of that degree. And yeah, I just like to venture into entrepreneurship and marketing and just take advantage of the networking that I've made through rugby. And yeah.
And then hoping to go professional?
Most definitely. The goal is to kill two birds with one stone. So, cooperation in football and running business on the side as well.
Sam Kelo, we're going to be hoping to see you. You see right now the fact that you're saying you're hoping to go perfect. We're going to be having our eyes glued on that screen, waiting for that number for you to come on and just waiting to see Sam Kelo Ntlovu, so that I can also one day go, nah, man, I've interviewed this man before. And this man did tell us that he is going to make a professional. And you, my sister, where do you like to see yourself get to after university studies, you know, with your career as well?
I think I definitely want to use my degree. I'm not going to stop with my undergrad, so I do want to get to my doctorate. And I do also want to have a input when it comes to grassroots level. A lot of women don't start playing rugby in varsity or in high school, like I said. So I would really like to help with the younger girls starting to play rugby. Yeah.
Okay, so do you all think that community engagement is important within the university sports?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's we play this sport to give back. I think we saw that when the Springboks won the World Cup, how much it meant not only to CI and his team, but to how much it meant like to the whole country. Literally, at that time, there's so much happening in the country to a point where CI said that there is no such thing as pressure. Pressure is privilege.
Sure.
Pressure is not knowing what to eat before you go to bed. It's not having a roof over your head. So really involving the community and going back and giving back and just reminding ourselves that we're not only doing this for ourselves, but it's for the people. And we hope to bring hope to the kids that aspire to be in our shoes one day.
True. Yeah. Mm, deep. Deep.
Answered for the both of us.
Nah, definitely without a doubt, he answered for the both of us. But what would you guys like to say, you know, to the supporters of UJ, you know, the Orange Army?
I think I would like to say a big thank you to all the men and women that will be on the stands on Friday evenings and Monday evenings as well, supporting both the men and women. A big thank you to every single one of you guys. And we really do appreciate every single one of you. And yeah.
All right, that's right.
All the thank yous. Yeah.
Right before we are going to be wrapping things up, we're going to be back in a few minutes to be able to wrap up this first hour in this wonderful interview that we have. But for now, right before we are going to be going back, listen to this wonderful song. It is Go Boca. The time is 8 minutes right before 8 o'clock right here on the best sporting show that there is on campus radio. It is UJFM Sports Show on the frequency 95.4. We're still coming to the end right here with a wonderful interview that we have in studio with Samkelo and Fatuma as well. Coming into this interview, we actually want to know, can you guys be able to tell us one thing that we actually do not know about you?
I'll take it first. So I'm actually an adrenaline junkie. And I can dance to hip-hop music.
You can dance to hip-hop. Like, crumb. Crumb. Yeah. And then yeah. Some girl, man, you're telling me yeah. with your size yeah. and the way that you look, that is something that you can actually be able to do.
I start shaking, so I wouldn't want to.
Nah, I think we can be able to give you a hip-hop song right after here. You hit a whole dance for us right here in studio so that we can see that the talents are not only in rugby and in dancing as well. You know, we might just put out the scouts and tell them, scouts, y'all gotta watch out for this man, man.
Nah, jack of all trades, come with many surprises.
And you, my sister, what is something that you can be able to tell us about you that we actually do not know?
Mine isn't that interesting, but I think I'm just a very good cook and a good baker.
A very good cook?
Yeah.
So does this mean next time that you are going to be coming into studio with a trophy, you are going to be bringing in a host caftan as well?
Yes.
So it's coming as a trophy and a host caftan as well that we are going to be having and celebrating right here in studio with you guys, right?
Definitely.
All right, now my sister, we're not going to forget. We're going to remind you. We are going to remind you. And if you don't bring those cupcakes, there's going to be just full of tears in here. We're going to be crying.
I'd like to know, right? So before you get into a big game, obviously there's a lot of pressure, a lot of nerves. What is a good exercise that you do in like a mental exercise before you go and play the game, before the game?
So I have a daily ritual. So obviously every morning before I wake up, I read the Bible. So normally on game day, I have a playlist. I'll play my gospel music. My favorite song is Still Holy by Maverick City. Then I also like just to go back and watch my own tribute and watch the videos of myself, just remind myself what I'm capable of and what I'm all about.
Nice.
I think with me, I always start off my day with prayer and a phone call with my parents just to remind me of my why.
Oh, okay. Nice. Interesting.
So we know that the men's varsity cup starts this Monday, right? And then Fatuma, you mentioned that the women will be playing on Friday night.
Right now, on the 22nd of March.
Oh, so they start on the 22nd. Yeah. Oh, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, guys, we definitely like to give a shout out for our two captains that did come through to studio to be able to have a wonderful chat with us right here, for us to be able to see what you guys have planned for this year of 2024 and what we can be able to expect from you guys. One thing that we will be looking forward to is you guys having home games, us being able to come and fill up the stadium and be able to support you guys and being able to see you guys rise to the top. One thing, would you guys like to give out a shout out to anybody out there, family, anybody that you'd like to give a shout out to? My brother Samkelo?
Just shout out to God, man. That man is alive. Shout out to God for keeping us safe, and yeah, that's all.
Thank you so much. And you, my sister?
Just shout out to my teammates and my coaches that are listening.
Alright, look, shout out to everybody out there. For whatever you are doing, whatever sport you are in, always keep a positive mindset. Remember where you want to get to, because more than anything in life, you can only make it as far as what your mind can take you. Where you see yourself, just always aim for the greatest thing. They say aim for the universe, so that at least when you fall, you can be able to fall to the stars. Because come on, we've got two wonderful superstars right here that in the future, in the upcoming years, we're going to be seeing our brother Samkelo and our sister out here be wearing the South African colors and being able to represent the country. We think that would be one of the most amazing things. We can't wait to be able to have them in studio later in this year so that they can tell us about the wonderful season that they have had right. And look, we're quite thankful for that. And that is how we are going to be wrapping up this interview and wrapping up this hour. We are going to be coming back in the second hour. And right after that, we are going to be getting deeper into sporting news and just knowing how this past week did go in the Premier League and in some more of the rugby news. But for now, we are going to be playing a song. Stay tuned to Iskubu.